भगवते वासुदेवाय Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 15. The title of the chapter is The Pandavas Retire Timely. Text number 7. Sanshaya Drupada Eham Upa
by equipping the bow,
Dharusha.
Dharusha.
By that bow also. Abhihata.
Gain.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Krishna.
Draupadi. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Only by his merciful strength was I able to vanquish all the lusty princes assembled at the palace of King Drupada for the selection of the bridegroom. With my bow and arrow, I could pierce the fish target and thereby gain the hand of Draupadi. Translation responsively. Only by his merciful strength
was
I able to vanquish
all the lusty princes
assembled at the palace of King Drupada
for the selection of the bridegroom.
With my bow and arrow,
I could pierce the fish target
and thereby
gain the hand of Draupadi.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Draupadi was the most beautiful daughter of King Drupada. And when she was a young girl, almost all the princes desired her hand. But Drupada Maharaj decided to hand over his daughter to Arjuna only and therefore contrived a peculiar way. There was a fish hanging in the inner roof of the house under the protection of a wheel. The condition was that out of the princely order, one must be able to pierce the fish's eyes through the wheel of protection, and no one would be allowed to look up at the target. On the ground, there was a water pot in which the target and the wheel were reflected, and one had to fix his aim towards the target by looking at the trembling water in the pot. Maharaj Drupada well knew that only Arjuna or alternately Karna could successfully carry out the plan. But still, he wanted to hand his daughter to Arjuna. And in the assembly of the princely order, when Drishtadyumna, the brother of Draupadi, introduced all the princes to his grown-up sister, Karna was also present in the game. But Draupadi tactfully avoided Karna as the rival of Arjuna, and she expressed her desires that her brother Drishtadyumna, that she was unable to accept anyone who was less than a Kshatriya. The Vaisyas and Shudras are less important than the Kshatriyas. Karna was known as the son of a carpenter, a Sudra. So Draupadi avoided Karna by this plea. When Arjuna, in the dress of a poor Brahmana, pierced the difficult target, everyone was astonished, and all of them, especially Karna, offered a stiff fight to Arjuna. But as usual, by the grace of Lord Krishna, he was able to emerge very successful in the princely fight and thus gain valuable hand of Krishna or Draupadi. Arjuna was lamentingly remembering the incident in the absence of the Lord, by whose strength only he was so powerful. So here, this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna, after finishing his pastimes, now Arjuna is getting the message to King Yudhishthira Maharaj, and he is remembering all the past incidences. So here this is like when Krishna is not there is nothing in life for the devotee. That is very clearly depicting in this. When Krishna was there, everything is there. But when Krishna is not there, so now Pandavas want to retire timely. They don't want to hang around here and want to enjoy a little bit more of earthly kingdom. They are not interested actually. So here, in this particular verse, where it is Arjuna is remembering about that incident where he could gain the hand of Draupadi. How he could do that, and how, because of Lord Krishna's strength only, he could do that. So here just a bit of a background. Why this thing happened? This is like Draupadi was the most beautiful daughter of King Drupada, and she was a young girl. Almost all the princes desired her hand. See, this is like a Kshatriya. In the Kshatriya dynasty, always the marriage happens like this one. Marriage is very important because like as much as brahmacharya is important, marriage is also important. Because this is like a, that is why Lord has created this chaturvarnyam. This is like chaturvarnyam mayasrishtam guna karma vipakasam. Because this is like a, there should be a gradual elevation in spiritual consciousness. That is why brahmacharya is also allowed. And if somebody can remain a brahmachari, naishtika brahmachari, well and good, no problem. And if somebody cannot remain a naishtika brahmachari, and he can become a grihastha. So that is what is marriage is there, marriage ceremony is there. And somebody can become a grihastha, but Srila Prabhupada again and again wants, we can become a grihastha, but we should not become a grahamehi. Grihastha means, that is also ashram, grihastha ashram. Because ashram means, there is a spiritual cultivation. Grahamedi means only centered around me, myself, everything, only the family only. But Grahastha is like a, he is cultivating spiritual consciousness and he is also called ashram. So in this marriage ceremony is very very important and this is a duty of the father. The father's responsibility is if he can't get the daughter married, then he considers like a big, it's like a, what kind of, it's a, liability. He thinks like I am not able to get my daughter married to somebody. But this is considered like a, in modern system, everybody finds their own match. This is like a, it's an automatic swayambharam. Because they are going around the park, here, there, and they are finding this match. But that is not the way. This is like a princely order. You can't marry like that. So, and if somebody has to marry, because especially the beautiful Draupadi, everybody wants to marry. This is the problem. Everybody wants to marry and there has to be some qualification. Who can marry Draupadi? Not anybody can marry. And there has to be some kind of test. That is why this test is given by Drupada, Maharaj Drupada. Even before that, why this thing happened? Because Maharaj Drupada wanted to beget a son who could kill Dronacharya. Because there is a fight between Dronacharya and Drupada from the very beginning. Dronacharya is a teacher of Pandavas and the Kauravas. So Dronacharya, what happened was Dronacharya is like a, he and Drupada, they studied together in the Gurukul. So when they were studying, at that time Drupada said, when I become a king, I will give you some, whatever gift and other things. So he made a vow, like I will give. So the time passed and then Drupada's father passed away and he became the king. And then at that time, Dronacharya, he was a poor Brahmana. He was not a very big Kshatriya or anything. He was a Brahmana. And then Dronacharya had a son also. Everybody knows who is Dronacharya's son? Ashwatthama. So Ashwatthama could not, he wanted milk. So he could not even get a milk actually. So then Dronacharya said, oh, my old friend is there, Drupada. So let me go to Drupada and ask for a cow. What is the big deal? Like, he's a big king. So he said, he went to Drupada and asked, Drupada, I am Drona, I am your old friend. So Drupada had a look at this Dronacharya. He said, you are my old friend, you are not my friend. For friend there has to be some status. So he just started talking like that. So Dronacharya got very offended. What is this? I thought it's my old friend. I said, I will go and I will beg a cow. What is the big deal for it? But at that time the situation was like that. He just, he chased away or some kind of, sort of harsh words. He spoke to Dronacharya. So from that time, Dronacharya had that in mind. Somehow, I have to take revenge on Drupada. So then he went all the way to Kurukshetra. Like this is Hastinapur. So Bhishmadev was there. So Bhishmadev entrusted all these Kauravas and Pandavas. You learn all the Dhanurvidya from Dronacharya. So this is like, so they all the Pandavas and Kauravas, they all studied under Dronacharya. So when the study was over, then Dronacharya, normally when the study is over, we are supposed to give some reward, gift, Guru Dakshin. So Dronacharya, what he said, you give, what a gift I want from you, you go and conquer this Drupada and bring him here. So everybody went, all the Kauravas went, nothing happened, they were defeated. When Pandavas went, Arjuna, he defeated because at that time he had so much of astras and then he could defeat because Dronacharya was so powerful, he taught so much to Arjuna that he could go and bring Drupada in front of him. And then now you see the situation is completely reversed. Drupada had a kingdom and then now he said, you are not my friend.
And then Dronacharya, now you are saying, I am still your friend. You did recognize me, I am still your friend. Now, I don't want all your kingdom. I will keep half of the kingdom, you keep half kingdom. Now, we have status, we both can be friends. Now go away. So this is a great insult actually. For a Kshatriya, it is a great insult. Because it's like you conquer his kingdom and give you half as a bhiksha. Okay, take a sir. It's like a beggar. No? So Drupada was just like a fuming actually. What can I do? Okay, this is like a big insult for Drupada. And from that time only, Drupada is meditating. I want to do something to make this Drona teach a lesson. Or I want to kill Drona. So he went to so many places. Finally, he performed a sacrifice. Out of the sacrifice, the first offering was made. A boy was born. He was Drishtadyumna. Because he is a Drupada's son. And then, after that, this another girl was born. She is called Draupadi. She is coming from the fire actually, Draupadi. So here Srila Prabhupada explains, this is like but Drupada Maharaj decided to hand over his daughter to Arjuna only and therefore contrived a peculiar way. Because Drupada wanted to make sure in both ways we are covered. One is Drishtadyumna will be there to kill Dronacharya and also we will give it to Arjuna so that the relationship is established. What a political fellow. Like he is thinking, like, so if this fails, the other one also. Like if Drishtadyumna could not do, at least in Arjuna will make a, right? Because this is Sambandha. You make the Sambandha with that Drishtadyumna, Arjuna. So if that fails, the Arjuna will look after. So this way he is planning. So that is why he wanted to give this daughter to Arjuna. And Drupada Maharaj contributed a peculiar way. This is a peculiar way. It's like he knew that this peculiar way, only very few people can pierce that target. It's not like now even if you put the arrow straight, only nobody will be able to do. Because nowadays we don't have our eyesight very low, all these things, you know, we need a glass also to read this. You know, like this is our problem actually. Now here what Arjuna has to see, he has to see there is a target on the top and he is a trembling water. He has to look at the trembling water and he has to pierce the arrow. So this is the kind of Dhanurvidya. Dhanurvidya means the art is so minute and this is like it's not going to affect anything else, only that. So this is the very special art of Dhanurvidya. So he knew, Drupada Maharaj knew that only Arjuna could do or Karna could do. So that's why Srila Prabhupada says here, there was a fish hanging on the inner roof of the house under the protection of the wheel. This is only a model. It's not like this. A model is there. The condition was that out of the princely order, one must be able to pierce the fish's eye through the wheel of protection and no one would be allowed to see directly. Directly you can't see. So you have to see the trembling water and then pierce the arrow. So this is this type of tricks are always there actually. Because a Kshatriya marriage is not an ordinary thing. Srila Prabhupada says, Kshatriya marriage is not complete without a fight. There will be always a fight. There will be some fight. You see in the history, any history you see, always the marriage there is a fight. Normally in a marriage it's a very auspicious occasion. At that time nobody wants to fight. But Kshatriya marriage, everywhere there is a fight. Like even Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna married Rukmini Devi. How? So, kidnapped her. Kidnapped her and just gone away. This is like there is a fight. And always, even when Arjuna wanted to marry Subhadra, there is a kidnapping because there is a big fight, everybody running behind. So this is the chivalrous mode. Kshatriya wanted to do everything in a chivalrous way. It's not like, and Srila Prabhupada, one place it mentioned, that normally this, in the marriage time, we wear the vermilion, the kumkum, they wear the kumkum, that kumkum is just like, for us now, we use just kumkum powder only. But previously, Kshatriya marriage, the blood, you oppose that fellow and kill that fellow and then take the blood, that is put as a kumkum. So this is the way that Kshatriya things work actually. And there is so much contact is there actually, even Kshatriya marriage also. This one occasion where one Hidumba, he is a Rakshasi, he wanted to marry Bhima. See, I want to marry you. So then Bhima said, no, who wanted to marry a Rakshasi? No, I don't want to marry you. So the Hidumba went and complained to Yudhishthira Maharaj, he is not following the Kshatriya order. See, even the Rakshasis know the principles actually. The Rakshasi went and told Hidumba, he told Yudhishthira Maharaj that
your brother is not observing the Kshatriya rules. What is the rule? If somebody is proposing, a girl is saying, I want to marry you, the Kshatriya, we don't take it very seriously. Because in Kali Yuga, this thing should not be taken very seriously. Otherwise only we are running around and roaming around. In Kali Yuga, we should not take this very seriously. But in previous Yugas, when somebody offers, okay, I want to marry you, then the Kshatriya could not refuse. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj said, no, you have to marry her. The order, you have to marry her. And then he married, then we know the story. Then Gadodgaja was born. So this is the way the Kshatriya principles actually. So here, the marriage is so important, that's why so much importance is given. And Kshatriya also, and other varnas, other ashramas, other varnas also, the marriage is important. It's not that other, not important, but here Kshatriya marriage is very important. So, Srila Prabhupada continues, and Maharaj Drupada well knew that only Arjuna or alternately Karna could be successfully carry out the plan. Because this is he had that thing, only the person who has trained in a particular way, they could pierce this. So he knew that either Arjuna could do or Karna could do. So when Karna also was there, and that Swayamvara ceremony, practically everybody was there. All these old people are also there. Everybody, so if it's a beautiful woman, who wants, they are also thinking, we'll also go there. We'll just go participate. So this way, in that Swayamvara ceremony, even Arjuna, all the Pandavas were also there. So they also wanted, because they wanted to, so they knew that, okay, there is some ceremony happening, let us go and, this is like a, they were present also. So now, when Karna was presented, at that time, Draupadi skillfully avoided. Because Karna, even though Karna was a son of Kunti Maharani, but still, at that time it was not revealed to the public actually. At that time, everybody knew Karna is a Sutaputra, or the son of a carpenter or a charioteer. That is the way he was known. So that way, and also she knew that Karna and Arjuna, always there is a rivalry. Even from the Dronacharya's this thing, at that time only the rivalry is there. So she avoided like that. Yes, no, I don't want to come. And she could not say that. How can I say, he's Arjuna's enemy, I don't want to marry. So she said, she's very intelligent. She said, because I'm a Kshatriya and I can't marry you. Lesser than the Kshatriya. So that way, avoided Karna also. So this is, Srila Prabhupada says here, she was unable to accept anyone who was less than a Kshatriya. The Vaishyas and Sudras are less important than the Kshatriya. Karna was known as the son of a carpenter, a Sudra. So Draupadi avoided Karna by the plea. When Arjuna in the dress of poor Brahmana pierced the difficult target, everyone was astonished at it. Because this is like a Brahmana. Normally Brahmana is not supposed to be that powerful in the military and all the Dhanurvidya. But here Arjuna, he could pierce the target, and then everybody was astonished. What is happening here? And everybody came to fight with this fellow. Oh, let me fight with this person. So we want to teach him a lesson. And as we all know, because in that whole fight, Arjuna single-handedly fought with everyone and then drove everyone. So this is his power actually. So all this power is given by whom? By Dronacharya. Dronacharya, he gave so much power to him so that he could kill Dronacharya himself. So this is the beauty. Dronacharya is such a liberal Brahmana. Even, actually it is very interesting, even Drishtadyumna, the son of Drupada, he came, I want to learn Dhanurvidya from you. So he taught him also. See, this is the beauty. Because when a Brahmana is so charitable, even though the person is going to come and kill you, Drona knew that. Okay, this person is going to come and kill me. Still, he taught the Vidya, Dhanurvidya to him also. So this is some of the things from the lessons from the Mahabharata, where we are seeing how the Brahmana behavior. Brahmana is not holding back everything. He wants to give also. Even at the life is in danger, Drishtadyumna is going to come and kill me, still he didn't hesitate to give this knowledge. He just gave the knowledge to Drishtadyumna. So, Srila Prabhupada continues here and he says, Arjuna was lamentingly remembering the incident in the absence of the Lord, by whose strength only he was so powerful. This is the whole purport Srila Prabhupada concludes here. This is the main point, because all the power, whatever Arjuna got, is by the mercy of Krishna. Because this is sometimes, sometimes we forget. So we think, we are so powerful, we can do anything and everything, but sometimes Krishna pulls the plug, and that's it. We are Punar Musika Bhava. Srila Prabhupada tells this story. Very nice story where he says, Punar Musika Bhava. So Punar Musika Bhava means, there was one small rat was there. The rat was always harassed by the cat. So he went to the saintly person. Sir, sage, because I am very harassed by this rat, the cat is harassing me, please do something. So he put some commendable water. So immediately the rat became a cat. So that happily that rat cat was running around. After a few days, so again she came to the sage and said, sage, what happened? No, this dog is chasing me. So then Srila Prabhupada said, so then the sage said, what do you want to do? So just put some water. So it became a dog. So then few days passed away. Then again the same dog is coming. Because this is like the materialistic people, they go to sages for this one. Srila Prabhupada explains in this like one by one. You think this problem is solved, some other problem. Because they just go to the saintly people for solving their material problems. Actually once our Guru Maharaj was saying, he was going to somewhere in Thailand or some place. So they went to him and saw him and worshipped him. So please do some help. Please give some number. What is the number? This is the number we want to buy the tax lotto. So they want to get the number from the saintly people so that I can give. Because this is the way they want to get some association from saintly people. They want to give the number and then they want to win tax lotto. So please give some number. So this way the dog. And then after some time the dog, he complained again. Oh, the tiger is chasing. So then this commendable water, he put something. So the dog became a tiger. After becoming a tiger, so this tiger was just looking at the sage one. So why are you looking at me? I want to eat you. So the sage got wild. I only gave the power. And now you, by my power, you became a dog, a cat and dog and now tiger. Now you want to eat me? Just put another water. Punar Musika Bhava. You become a mouse only again. You become again a mouse. So this is what we have to remember also. Sometimes Krishna gives the power. Krishna gives the strength to perform a particular service. We don't have to puffed up, oh, I have become such a big thing. But Krishna wants to use you. That is why he has given the power. And Krishna doesn't want, he will just withdraw the power. And when Krishna withdraws the power, then we are like a Punar Musika Bhava. So we have to remember that. That's why when the power is there also, we remember it is Krishna Kripa. When the power is not there also, that is also Krishna Kripa. It's not that when the power is there, it is Krishna Kripa. When the power is not there, it is not. That is also Krishna Kripa. Because Krishna does whatever is appropriate for that person, appropriate for the circumstances, he will do. Sometimes he will give power and sometimes he takes the power. Like sometimes Parikshit Maharaj, he saved at that time, first time. The second time he didn't save. So nobody can question Krishna. He is a supreme autocrat. You can't say, Krishna, why you didn't do that time? Why you are doing it now? No, Krishna wants. He has everything. Krishna has a purpose. But one thing is true. In Krishna's plan, there is no flaw. There cannot be any flaw in Krishna's plan. The flaw can be in our circle. In our application, flaw can be there. But in Krishna's plan, in Krishna's arrangement, there cannot be any flaw. So that devotee is convinced about that. Krishna, whatever you are doing, you are my benefit. So that way, tatyena kambam susimik. Even Krishna puts me in a difficult situation. Yes, Krishna, you are putting me in a difficult situation. I deserve it. It's not that Krishna blaming Krishna. Why you are putting me into? Don't you think I am standing 60 round? Why are you putting me in this difficulty? No, because Krishna puts that in a difficult situation for a purpose only, for our purification. So that way we have to take it. And one thing is like, and Krishna says also in Srimad Bhagavatam, said, if I am pleased with somebody, I take away everything from him. This is Krishna's very special this thing. So Krishna is very much pleased with somebody, he gradually withdraws everything. So that person becomes practically penniless. Completely he is ignored by anyone so that he doesn't go anywhere and he doesn't have any other shelter other than Krishna. That is the beauty actually. Krishna, this is like the material opponents Krishna may withdraw. Material things Krishna may do. But what Krishna will make sure is we go back home, back to Godhead. Spiritual thing, that will be maintained. That is why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Ananyas Siddhayan Kyoma Ejana Paryupasate Kesham Nityabhi Yuktana Yogakshemam Bahamyam. I will look after you. Because sometimes the material things, giving and withdrawing, that is not a big problem. What is the big problem is, if we lose our spiritual credit, then only that is the biggest problem. Because losing material things, that's anyway, it was not there, currently it is there, and after some time it may not be there. So this is the situation. Actually in the material world we see this every time. Like first we don't have something. We don't have a car. And now won't worry.
Oh, I don't have a car. Now, you have a car, then different type of worry. Now I have a car, nobody should steal it, I should put it, lock it, everything. So now this is another worry. And then when you lose the car, this is another worry, oh, the car is lost. So that means all the three stages we are in worry only. When you don't have a car, you are worrying, no car. When you have a car, another worry. And you don't have a car, another worry, a car is gone. Same way, this can't be happy here. This is like a, whatever hard we try here, the worry will continue like a chaya, like a shadow, worry also continues with us. But here, when Krishna takes away something from us, he takes away with a purpose actually. So that to give something more valuable to us. That is what the beauty is. And Krishna doesn't take away. What is this thing? If a little power, and Krishna is not going to gain anything by just taking that power away from us. But here, Arjuna is lamenting, so much power. And when Lord Krishna was not there, at that time he could not protect Krishna's life actually. Because when Krishna finished his pastime, he went away. And then at that time, Arjuna was bringing all the wives of Krishna to Indraprastha. At that time, normal, some cowherd men, village men, they defeated Krishna. They defeated Arjuna. How it is possible? Arjuna is an ordinary person. He had his Dhananjaya. He had this Gandiva. Gandiva bow is there. Everything is there. That is why in the later section, Arjuna is still lamenting. I am the same Arjuna. The same Gandiva bow is my hand. But is powerless. Why? Krishna is not there. If Krishna is there, then it is power is there. If Krishna is not there, there is no power. So this is what Krishna, in 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying, Krishna wants to use us in a particular service. Nimitta matram bhava sadhyasachin. He said, you become an instrument in the hand. Because Arjuna said, I don't want to fight, I don't want to kill anyone. But Krishna said, you are thinking, are you going to kill? No, you are not going to kill. For my plan, everybody is killed. He said, no, whoever has come to the battlefield, nobody is returning home. Krishna says, whoever has come to the battlefield, nobody is returning home. Except the Pandavas and few others, nobody is returning home. It is my plan. Krishna says, it is my plan. So, that's why he said to Arjuna, Nimitta Matram, you become an instrument. That's it, Nimitta Matram. Nimitta Matram, you become an instrument only. You don't think you are the doer. So, I have already done everything for you. But you just become an instrument and you get the credit. Krishna is so beautiful. Like he, even though he has done everything, he gives the credit. But in the material world, even though everything is done by somebody else, we go and take the credit actually. Sometimes, especially in the office, you will do everything, all the work, and your boss will go to his boss and I have done everything. He will project as if he has done, but you would have slogged and do the thing. But here in the spiritual circle, Krishna has done everything and then he wants to give the credit to Krishna. That's why the devotees also, whenever he does something, he doesn't think, no, I have done everything. No, what do we have actually? We don't, whatever we have, the capacity we have, the intelligence we have, that is given by Krishna. The body we have, that is also borrowed body. It's not our body. Krishna has given loan. It's a loan of property only. And we are caretaker of this property. That's it. And what is there to us to become proud of actually? What is there to become proud? Okay, I have done something, but intelligence is given, the facility is given, all the raw material, everything is given by Krishna. And then if you think about that, there is nothing for us to feel proud about that. That is why this is very, very important. Like Arjuna is teaching so many lessons out of this particular section of Pandava, the retiring, how we have to retire also. We also don't want to hang around here. Oh, we'll another. Sometimes, like they'll say, another 5 years, I'll become serious. Then 5 years may not come also. You may be thinking 5 years, but Krishna's plan, if not 5 years, is not there for you. People say, like, oh, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, we will see later. But Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, we may not be there. You may not be there to see 100 things. Sometimes when devotees call, please come to the temple, will not go away anything. See, Radha Vallabha will be here only, but you may not be there. So that is why Subhasya Sikram, whatever this thing, we have to start immediately. And we have to start seriously. Because that's why Arjuna is teaching here how we can, this is one lecture, it says, the piercing the arrow, the piercing the target is like a ekaika purnantana. In our endeavors of spiritual life also, we have to have a focus actually. We have to have a focus of what is our purpose in life. So like there's so many things are there. Like in this example, before this Dronacharya gave a test for this, there was a bird's eye. This is another target. Dronacharya gave another test for these people. There was a bird's eye on that this thing, and he asked one by one, "You please come. Your task is you have to pierce the eye of this bird. Only the model, not the bird, actual bird."
So then everybody came. So first Kauravas are coming. What are you seeing? They are saying, I am seeing the tree. I am seeing everything. Okay, go away. Then everybody, one by one, everybody comes. Like they are seeing everything. Like for example, we are sitting in the Bahavatam class. We can hear everything. We can see. We can see the kitchen. What is being, everything. We can smell everything. So this is what happening. So they can see everything, but not the target. But when Arjuna came, he said, what are you seeing? Are you able to see the tree? No. Are you able to see me? No. Are you able to see the bird? No. Then what are you seeing then? I am only seeing the eye of the bird. So that's why there is a one lecture where the devotee is explaining, when we are in the target, we have to see the target only. There is nothing else. Because otherwise, now, when we are following the process, there may be so many distractions will be there. We may thinking like, that's why when we are practicing this devotional life, there may be so many distractions. Sometimes this jnana, sometimes karma, sometimes people get attracted. Like when you think like, oh, when you go to Swargaloka, enjoy. That's it. Like that's a detour. You take a detour and you sit in the Swargaloka for there only, and that's it. Your purpose is last. That is why we have to be very clear when we are performing spiritual life. Our aim is go back home, back to Godhead, and always remember Krishna. That is why it's Shastra says all the instructions in the Shastra can be combined, like made in a capsule form. What is the capsule form? Always remember Krishna and never forget him. Smartavya satatam Vishnu, vismartavya na jatuji. We can always remember Krishna and never forget him. So that two things we have to remember. So that's why Arjuna is also, by his this pastime, he is lamenting that same Arjuna, same Gandiva, but Krishna is not there. And he is lamenting. And now here he is saying, now I could gain the hand of Draupadi by Krishna's mercy. Now Krishna is not there, and for them there is like, this is like a Govinda Virahenam, like we were chanting before, na? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood. What is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood? Govinda Viraha. Viraha means like in the absence of Govinda, he is feeling the world as vacant. But we don't seem any vacant, or we are seeing very, very happy, our business as usual actually. As business is like normal. Krishna is there, not there. Doesn't even really bother us actually. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood is Govinda Viraha. Yuvayitam Nimishena Chakshusha Pradushayitam Sunyayitam Jagat Sarvam. So this is like the world is vacant actually. Like even we can see also, to some glimpse we can get. If a beloved person, somebody passes away in the family, you know, only at the masana, the crematorium, we feel like the world is completely finished. After coming from masana, everything is gone. That is another thing. Because this is called masana vairagya. Sometimes we also get masana vairagya. No? Like when somebody passes away, immediately we get a little bit of vairagya. And then that vairagya also goes up. So same, that we don't want that type of vairagya. We want a positive vairagya. Yes, this is Krishna is the master and I am his servant. Somehow or other I have to engage in his devotional service. That mood we can develop, and we can always remember Krishna by following in this footsteps of Arjuna. Where Arjuna is always remembering Krishna, how all these things happened by mercy of Krishna. Now Krishna is not there, so also Krishna sometimes may give power and he may take us from the power. But doesn't matter, our service continues. Whether Krishna puts in an awkward situation or puts in a very comfortable situation, still our duty is to serve Krishna. Whether Krishna embraces us or makes us broken hearted, still he is our worshipful Lord, unconditional. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching all these things. Whatever the principles what we are seeing here, everything, there is a correlation. Okay, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach how one has to become a devotee. So that is why we could see in all his prayers the resemblance of how we can see the devotees has to feel. So let's stop here. If there are any questions or comments. No, it is not Krishna's arrangement. It is our endeavor actually. We have to, Krishna is giving you the formula. Krishna is giving us the, sometimes this your question is, you know, like it's a destiny. Sometimes you ask people, you know, like why you are not doing that? It is my destiny. Destiny, it's not that, it's not like the choice is given. The choice is given whether you go this way or that way. So choice is always given. The free will is always there. In whatever condition, the conditioned life also, in the liberated life also, free will is there. So to exercise the free will is our prerogative. So if we don't do that, then we can't blame Krishna. Krishna, as a Paramatma, he is ready to guide us at all circumstances. But if we listen to Paramatma, then we will go in the right direction. If we don't listen to Paramatma, ignore Paramatma, then we will go in our own. So we can't keep Krishna responsible for it. But what is, that's why Krishna personally comes also. Sometimes he personally comes, sometimes he sends his representative, sometimes he gives his book, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. So that way we can hear these messages actually. So it's not that that is happening because the person's individual person wants to go away, that is why he is going. And it's not because of Krishna wants him to go away. No, Krishna doesn't want anyone to go away. Krishna wants everyone to come here only. Krishna wants everyone back home, back to God, as soon as ASAP. He wants ASAP, but we are like Aram said, we just go very leisurely. But Krishna wants ASAP, we all go back home, back to God. So it is individual's desire, not Krishna's, it's not a Krishna's plan. He's falling. Sometimes, why did you fall down? Oh, Krishna's arrangement. It's not Krishna's arrangement, it's our arrangement actually. It's not Krishna's arrangement. Proper way, yes. That's why when the power comes, the power corrupts. Because when you come to power, sometimes you forget. But see, the same way Krishna was also, since Sandipani Muni's ashram, the Krishna and this Krishna's friend, like his Sudama, they were together. When Sudama went to palace, how Krishna treated? Completely different. Completely different. See, that is, so it's not like you can properly behave, but the problem is that sometimes the pride comes in. No, I have the kingdom, I can do anything. So then when the pride comes, automatically the vinasa kale viparita buddhi. When the pride comes, your buddhi also gets this thing. So then you will, oh, you are not my friend. Now what happens? Now Drona has to give the kingdom as a beggar, no? Like practically Drupada became a beggar actually. Like Drona got everything and they gave us a charity. Oh, you take half kingdom. So that is this is a lesson also. Whether it's a lesson for Drupada, it's a lesson for us actually. Because Drupada at least finally got the mercy. But it's a lesson for us. When we get power, we also have to be careful. Not to get today we may have power, tomorrow the power will be withdrawn, and then we are nowhere. We are like a no one. So that we have to remember. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. There is still the class is there. Mataji is giving that seminar. 10 o'clock at the, in the temple. Please stay back after prasad.